and he stood up and he looked around and he said, "Preacher, I don't know what we're voting on, but it looks like it's just you and me are the only ones for it." So now, with the joy of the Lord in our minds and our hearts, let's listen now to what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to us, has to say to the church today. You know, if we think about our reading we just heard in 1 Samuel, we're introduced to Samuel as a child. His mother Hannah had promised God that if she had a child, because she was older in age and she had been barren, that if she had a child, that child would grow up in the temple and would serve the Lord as a minister. So if we fast forward 12 years from the time that he was born, we meet Samuel asleep in the temple. Samuel is not like that man in the joke that I just told you. He's not bored with the church or the sermons or the songs and the prayers and all the activities of the church. And so in verse 10, we hear that the Lord came and stood and called as he had called other times. He said, "Samuel, Samuel." Note that it says God came and stood and called the same as he had called other times. It tells us that God is always calling each and every one of us. Through Christ and through the power of his Holy Spirit, God wants to speak to each and every one of you, one on one. Nothing, I think, can satisfy our longing for God except communion, conversation, relationship with God. Isaiah expressed well our own hunger for God when he said this in Isaiah 26, "My soul yearns for you, O Lord, in the night. Yes, my spirit within me seeks you earnestly." Hearing from God, being in relationship with God, is vital to enjoying our eternal plan and our lives. Listening to God, listening for God, that's our decision. No one can make it for us. God won't force us to choose his will, but he will always encourage us to say yes, amen, to his ways. God, our God, is a speaking God. God spoke creation into existence. God spoke his law into the ear of Moses. He spoke his holy and powerful word to Peter and James and John and the rest of the disciples. God is speaking all the time. That's a fact. I think our days, though, are very much like the days that we heard in our reading in Samuel when it said the word of the Lord was rare and visions were not widespread. The word of the Lord today certainly at times does seem to be rare, and it seems as though visions are not widespread. Now, I don't personally think that's because God has stopped talking to us. God hasn't stopped calling us or reaching out to us. I think it's more because we've become spiritually hard of hearing. We are more in tune more often with the ways of the world than we are attuned to the ways of God. We busy ourselves with calls and expectations of others, whether it's family or friends, and too often we're not ready or willing to receive God's call. Even sadder, I think today we don't even expect God to be speaking to us. Like Samuel, when he didn't know who it was talking to him and he went to Eli, we don't even consider God is calling or trying to connect with each one of us on a personal level. You know, we're so readily available when other people in our lives, whether it's friends or family, are willing to call us, and we return the call and we acknowledge that. But when it's God calling on us, are we as receptive? Perhaps we're spiritually hard of hearing because we're just so busy. We filled our lives with so much, but perhaps it's also because, I don't know about you, but I find God's call often comes at a really inconvenient time. And we know who it is. We just don't want to hear it, right? It doesn't match up with our plans. Samuel was called in the middle of the night. Yeah, a little inconvenient, don't you think? I mean, really. That's a time when we want to get our rest. Now, personally, it's when the Lord often calls on me at that point at the night when, you know, or actually it's the wee hours in the morning when I'm tucked in and I'm sleeping in the middle of deep sleep. And over the years, and it's taken years of commitment and willingness to learn and discern, but over the years, I've learned to discern the difference between God nudging my inner spirit awake because he wants to talk to me, and the difference between that and a wake-up call that comes from an undigested piece of pizza. I've learned to figure out the difference, but it takes effort. God's call often comes when we're most comfortable and we don't want to be disturbed, and so we may not want to listen. We brush God off like we don't even hear him. We might nod in some remote way and say, oh yeah, that's really nice. Or maybe we'll dismiss it by saying, well, that was just coincidence. The reality is that God has spoken. God is speaking right now. God's speaking to each of us right now through his scriptures, through the music, through the message. God is always speaking to us. And he'll speak to us in so many different ways. And when I say speak, it's not always just the audible way. It's not, you don't have to be able to hear, actually, as a prerequisite. The word speak, or the notion of speaking, is more about connecting. Because God will do it in all sorts of different ways. God speaks through his written word. God speaks to us through his creation. God speaks to us through prophets and dreams and through visions and through that gentle inner voice in our spirit person. He speaks to us by putting his plans in our heart, and God speaks through the church, God speaks through the body, and God speaks through the leaders. God communicates from his spirit to your spirit. That's what I mean by speaking. And then your inner spirit communicates what you hear to your mind. This is what we call an inward witness of God speaking to us. It's very similar to a thought or a prompting, a knowing that we just don't know how we know, or an idea. It's our inner witness at work. It's very subtle and requires closeness with God and requires regular practice to be able to hear it and then know what it is. That's why the more time you spend with the Lord and the more you practice tuning into his voice, the more it will become a voice that thunders in marvelous ways. Our part in this equation is to develop a spirit that's ready to hear. We must make listening an intentional part of our routine. We must stop, drop, and listen. Stop busying ourselves, drop the distractions of the world, and drop those from our minds and schedules, and then listen for God's word with expectation. It's key. If we don't expect him that he's going to talk, we're not going to hear him because we're not expecting to hear him. We have to enter in expecting to hear him. In Psalm 119, we Christians say, your word is a lamp to my feet and it's a light to my path. This means we hear it in order to make it a part of our daily living. Hearing God's word through all of those different ways that I just talked about is essential to our spiritual health and to our eternal lives. God's word is what guides us in the world. And while the world would want to hear a word that says, listen, Lord, your servant speaks, that's what the world would like to hear. The Lord wants to hear a different word. He wants to hear what Samuel said, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Before we can even listen, though, we have to pick up the phone, so to speak. You know, it's a little like that, you know, that Verizon wireless guy that maybe you've seen on TV and commercials where he keeps asking, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? And he keeps getting closer and closer. That's kind of like God. God's always moving closer and closer, asking us, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? And he's just waiting for you to say, yes, Lord, your servant's listening. I can hear you. What do you want? God speaks to each of us. He calls each of us. He speaks to our world. He speaks to our church. He speaks to the people today through scripture, through prayer, through song, through sermons, through worship and fellowship. God speaks and calls. But before we ask, are you listening? We have to ask each other, are we ready to listen? Are we making an effort to listen? And so today, when we move to our New Testament scripture, God's also speaking to us right now in this moment through his son Jesus in Mark. He's speaking to us about his original version of stop, drop, and listen, what I just mentioned to you. His version of stop, drop, and listen, stop, drop the distractions, and listen with expectation, his version is the Sabbath. Today, Jesus gives us a kingdom operating principle that, when applied with intention and persistence, helps us to clear out the clutter and the distractions in our lives so we can hear God's in our lives. Verse 27, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. In other words, the Sabbath was created for humanity's benefit, not the other way around. What's that got to do with hearing God's voice? Well, God knows that the world makes it easy for us to fill our ears with all sorts of things that can drown him out, can push God to the background. These distractions come in various forms in our lives, from TV to radio, from cell phones to Facebook to LinkedIn to Snapchat to food to hobbies, from our jobs inside, outside. Even our family and church activities can sometimes distract us or pull us away from God. It can all leave us really exhausted, so we can't even find time to set aside to listen. So God set aside this time of refreshment. He knows what's good for us. He loves us so much. He gives us this time of refreshment for both body and soul. He calls it the Sabbath, and he blessed it as holy. Time away from the distractions and normal tasks of everyday living. This is a gift from God, and this time is to be cherished for its sake alone. For an opportunity to press into God in a more deeper way. Now, attending church, when we come together as church with family and friends, it helps to instill a certain holiness to the time of rest and renewal when we worship together. Because it's always good to come and hear the good news of the gospel, of how God in Christ reaches out in loving compassion to all of us and helps us with our bruises, both physical and mental, and his touch both blesses and restores us. I know that today many people work on Sundays to keep the wheels of commerce and industry turning, and it's not always possible to participate in the formal Sabbath worship. And that's why, for them, but for everyone, it's important for each one of us on a regular basis to create that Sabbath time in our own lives. Not just on a Sunday. God speaks more often. He's speaking all the time, not just on a Sunday. So we each need to find a way to make that Sabbath time of listening, of restoration, of stopping and dropping and listening, build it into our daily living. Jesus gives us that example. He did it all the time. He created Sabbath time to be with God in the middle of his work, his healing, teaching, preaching, as well as his persecution. He stopped, dropped the distractions, and tuned in to God and listened to what God was saying to him. God's not going to run you down and try to force his message or his time or his presence on you. Your part is to diligently seek him, create that Sabbath space and time in the middle of your daily living in addition to Sundays. Because you know, whatever place you give God in your life, the Spirit of God will fill that up for you with amazing, wonderful, renewing, giving blessings. The best part about hearing God's voice, you'll be able to distinguish the counterfeit voices in your life that are trying to distract you and persuade you from God. You'll be given access to secrets and revelation knowledge that make us the head and not the tail. In Jeremiah 33, he says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know." God's waiting to tell you all of these things. All you have to do is to pursue a life in which you desire and want to hear God. For you to say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." And then heed what you hear, and with that walk into victory that you never thought was possible. Let's pray together. Heavenly and gracious God, we thank you for what the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ is saying to us today. Help us, Lord, to receive it, and even more so, Lord, through the power of your Holy Spirit right now, Lord, we just invite your Spirit in, because we want to hear you. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening. Cause us to know and live in accordance with your will for our lives. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let us sing to God's glory, hymn number 592.